The message to the team this morning was pretty simple. It's this week represents another opportunity to get a win in the National Football League. And those opportunities, you don't get that many of them. And you train for a long time for 16 opportunities in a regular season, and this is one that is just as important as any other. There's no better feeling than winning, and that's something that we need to get that feeling back. When the Panthers were playing a team, despite their record in the thick of the race in the NFC South, we all know that's well documented. Offensively, they do a lot of different things. Very unique running game. They do a real nice job. They have three backs that are very capable. They involve the quarterback in the run game a lot. Very aware of Cam's situation, his unfortunate accident last week. And we do expect him to play. I know there's still a little gray about that, but we do fully expect him to play. So that's a big part of our prep. And defensively, it's a good group, led by Luke Kuechly, to me is one of the best linebackers in football. And we're going to have to be on point in what we do in all phases, whether it's setting the edge in the run game, or whether it's us on offense, being physical at the point of attack, and it's emphasizing the little stuff this week. It's not about the call. I would think that we're not going to try to reinvent the wheel, scheme wise. That we need to go out and play great fundamental football. So, I talked to the team about their focus this week. We're kind of sandwiched in between a very disheartening loss, and we also have the end of the season is on the horizon, That's a difficult spot to be because your focus can tend to stray. So that's a big part for us this week is we are in the moment of this week. I caution them about looking back and caution them about looking forward because I have a feeling that they're going to be asked questions about last week and the end of the year, and that's something that we have to guard against. That these opportunities, like I said before, few and far between, and it's something that we need to put our full focus on. I've got a real bad taste in our mouth. We've had it now for a month, and we need to get rid of it. I don't, because I just think it is hard to predict, and especially when a team is as young as we are, that is very difficult to see, look for the telltale signs, and it's even more puzzling when they're not there. When you have a good week of prep, and you kind of look at how many times did we have to repeat a play in practice, or how many times did you have to go back over something in a meeting? How many missed assignments did we have? And those are all indicators that the focus isn't there, and that hasn't been there. So that's and I said this before. I mean, if we could figure out as coaches how to control that and how to guarantee that edge will be there and put it in a bottle, we'd make a lot of money. Not a good sense today because we were only really around them briefly on Monday to meet and review it, and then just having them in the team meeting this morning. I mean, you could tell that there's a sense of focus and they're ready to move on to the next one. But I'll probably have a better feeling after our two heavier days today and tomorrow. Yeah, I wouldn't want to just drop it all on that. I mean, I think there were some issues because of with him individually that only comes from playing in a game, real game experience. There's no substitute for it. I've said that a million times. So I think it had something to do with it. But as far as the other guys doing their job, and they were asked to do jobs that stuff we had done we've been executing all year. So is it part of it at quarterback? Somewhat, but I'm not willing to hang the offense or performance on his lack of practice time. Yeah, I think that's critical. Just any time, just all momentum in the off season is critical. I've said it before that the NFL, like most sports, is what have you done lately. And how we started the year, a lot of people won't remember that. That it's will be remembered by our last game, our last performance, or our last month, our last 2 months. And I think that is important as you move forward. But we've been, as far as the culture change part of it, I mean, that's something consciously and subconsciously we've been working on doing here since the end of January a year ago, just to come in and implement a system. And just when you have the culture of losing that's been here, when it's been only 4 or 5 wins a year going back however many years, that's a difficult thing to overcome, because it's a mentality. And when you get stuck in a rut like we're in now, it's easy to fall back into an old habit, and that's what I've been saying. We need to fight our way out of it. You know, we were close against Indy, and have lost some tight games, but that's, as I said, after the Pittsburgh game in the opener, pass fail. And right now we've gotten ourselves in a mode where we've been failing more than we should. I won't say it would have been lost. I think in the short term, like right, if it and I hate dealing in hypothetical, saying that things aren't going to go well the next 2 weeks, but we've accomplished a lot, and we'll be very proud of what we've accomplished, and we're going to work our butts off to finish on a positive note. But it would just be human nature not to feel great about it. But I think as time went on and we look back, the feelings would be different. But as I stress to the players, we're in the moment now. And our sole focus is Carolina. It's been the answer at other times before, that it was no one thing. I think part of it was the overall, when I talked about the it factor. If you're going to stop the run, I mean, that has to be a big part of it. But then we did a lot of the little things wrong across the board, whether it was awareness, you know, gathering information pre-snap, to aiming points, to how we played blocks. I thought sometimes we waited as opposed to when something developed, going and getting it. But it was a lot of little things. He has great awareness. You could tell he's a great student of the game. That he is. You could just see that he kind of knows things are coming before he gathers. Probably one of the best at gathering pre-snap info, and sliding, kind of knowing where the play is going to go. And then they play a lot of zone. He has great vision on the quarterback, and awareness of, he kind of feels what's around him as opposed to having to see it. And he does as good a job under coverage, him and Davis both, of playing the quarterback's eyes. And that's why that Johnny this week is going to have to do a good job with manipulating guys with his eyes, as all quarterbacks do. But it's especially important this week with as much zone that they play. Well, this week we don't feel that bad. He's played in that stadium more than any of our guys have with his history in New Orleans. No, there's nothing below the surface with Billy. He was injured in practice and was unable to kick. I mean, that's plain and simple. That he went down to the stadium to do some work, and was actually having a great day kicking, and injured his knee and stiffened up on him the next day. And just we didn't feel that he would be able to kick. And that's a position where you obviously have to, that's not one that can be a game time decision. So it was a situation where we needed to make a move, and we did. Yes, Spencer's done it before, and he did a good job of it in the game. Unfortunately, we only got the one opportunity to kick off, but I think he put it, I think it was maybe five deep and decent hang time. So we'll see. That might be on based on who feels better in warmups, because I think they're probably very similar with depth and hang time. No more clarity today. I mean, we'll work our guys. We'll see where we are rep wise. I think, and I don't think we've put it out yet, but I think we have a couple guys that are sick today, so that might affect us just from alignment. This, you know, flu bug has hit a couple guys, so that's something I'll have to see. I know there were a couple offensive linemen involved that might affect our rotation. Yeah, Barnard will work today, but he'll no contact, and we won't know till the end of the week. Just kind of how he feels running around, that from a comfort level, how we can protect him, and then.
And Gibson, you thought he might be back this week.
Yeah, Gip, I'm not real positive about Gip. Joe will know late in the week. He truly is day to day. Dansby should get some good work today. We'll have a much better sense where he is after today and tomorrow. I think he started two games for him this year, and he's 2-0, so it's something to be said for that. I was actually in Baltimore when we drafted him, so I've known Derek for a long time. I think we drafted him in the sixth and had him early on the roster, and then we wanted to get him on the practice squad, and Cleveland grabbed him, and you know the rest is history. But no, I'm very familiar with Derek and his skill set, and it's a credit to him that he's been able to survive in this league for as long as he has. We have talked about this. I mean, it's when you lose a Pro Bowl player, you don't replace him. And there are certain positions that are, you hate to say, are more important than others, but have more of a significant impact. I mean, there's a center, is a guy that puts his hand on the ball every single play, and you know, the big part of the run game, big part of the protections, getting everything, you know, all the information correct and relayed to the other guys. And that's, you don't replace an Alex Mack with, and it's, you got to replace him with one player, but there's going to be a definite drop off, and it's something that you know, that we've had to deal with. And those guys have stepped in and played well, but they're, I mean, it's when you lose a player, there's going to be an inevitable drop off. I don't know if we'll go, if he does anything, it might be just some conditioning stuff off to the side. I don't know if we'll do anything. I know they had him in to assess where he is with it. I don't know if we'll take any reps today. I wouldn't say no matter what. I mean, it'll be, the game plan will be formed, and the depth chart will be formed on who gives us the best opportunity based on the matchups. But Pierre was a big unknown, and I addressed this on Monday. I thought he did a heck of a job for us. Feel a lot more comfortable now, and a lot more confidence in Pierre, knowing that he's going into a game in a situation where he, you know, going from zero plays to all of a sudden playing just a hair under 40. And played some quality reps for us, that there will be a lot less hesitation to put Pierre in at this point.